Welcome to Intrepid Heroes, an actual play podcast of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm Scott, and I'm playing Zosra Shizori, a Patra Skirmisher operative who's looking for a new cause.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm playing Starchild, a Soki envoy full of energy from the Drift.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Krizek Vare, a Warblood Vest soldier with a knack for violence.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Iswar, a Kasathan Graviton Solarian.
I'm John, and I'm playing Dr. Vic Dume, an android witchwarper seeking a lost reality.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jode, a human mystic looking to make the galaxy a better place.
And now, on to the episode. And here we are, everyone. Oh my goodness. When last we played, six strangers got into an elevator in Absalom Station, and after a brief malfunction as they plummeted down through the shaft, found themselves looking out on a dark set of corridors. Somewhere in Absalom Station, you're not sure where you are. This is definitely not the place you were trying to get to. And all you can see in the light of the flashlight that you have on is another flashlight on the floor, flickering. And I'm just gonna ask you all, what do you want to do?
Wait, somebody left a flashlight just here on the floor? Well, somebody could that trip way. Over that. Just I go pick flashlight. It up. Jode goes okay. And picks it up. Somebody could
you
trip
go
over
and
that.
You... Okay, you go and you grab it. And you can see that it is, it's plastic, right? It's got a plastic handle. And the words Ghost Tours are written on it. In like a commercial font. It looks like a semi-mass-produced piece of equipment.
How strange. Have I... Okay. Heard about? Have any of you heard about
this? Have I ever heard of ghost tours?
No.
Ghost tours?
What kind of a check would that be?
That would be a society check.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm scanning for threats. I'm looking for any kind of danger.
Okay. You mean you can see what you can see on the map. You don't see much going on. It's these stark metal corridors sort of leads out from the elevator door a little bit and then on an angled corridor just next to that.
Okay.
I'm just going to put this battery in your inventory Ron, that you have in the flashlight for taking out another flashlight.
And do you want that to be a hidden or open?
Yeah, give me a hidden roll on the society checks if you're making it.
Oh, how do I do that?
So
go
when
to
you
roll
mode
and private GM roll to so make your roll private.
Gotcha.
Oh, that didn't
roll mode. So I have to change the roll mode.
Why did that not work?
It did.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay. You have the secret.
Okay. Steph, Starchild is a little bit of you have the icon background, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
right. So you're tuned into the social medias, the infosphere of the Absalom Station, and you know that there is a it's a small company that gives tours of what are known as the ghost levels of Absalom Station. The ghost levels are possibly haunted. They're possibly in like another dimension. They're always like they change every time you go down there. They're probably bigger than they probably could fit on the station. It's a weird phenomenon that they sort of like most people just sort of stay away from because it's dangerous too. It could be quite dangerous. You don't know what you're going to find when you go into the ghost levels. But of course, being occasional thrill seekers, people will hire and go on a ghost tour. And someone leads them down here, maybe that's where you are, leads them down into the ghost levels in some one way or the other, shows them around, points things out, and brings them back. It's like a haunted neighborhood tour situation, but you're literally going to possibly other dimensions on top of dimensions inside Absalom Station.
Okay, this feels irresponsible to leave it unguarded where anybody can just come in and go to a strange different dimension.
Oh, and you guys, we're in the ghost levels. Like, I totally jumped to that assumption.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, know this company. I've seen their stuff on the infosphere, and this could be You guys, we're in the ghost levels.
Wait.
Without a guide.
So we're on the unguided tour.
Yes.
I didn't pay anything for this. Did you guys sign up?
No. We're also on a broken elevator that could continue to drop any moment. Maybe we should get off.
Yeah. I scamper off the elevator.
Yeah, it may escalate quickly.
Yeah.
No, I think it's going to de-escalate. That's the problem.
Go downwards.
Yeah. Or either way, it's a problem.
Just at the edge of your light, as you're sort of all stepping out of the elevator, you can kind of see down here, down the corridor. And just as sort of you move there, Eswar, you're the one with the lit flashlight currently, the only one with the lit flashlight.
Okay, good.
Just that here, you saw something moving.
Oh.
Something small, like about 3 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of moved past the edge of the light. And then now you're like...
Whoop. Are there children in the... haunted ghost levels?
Well, there shouldn't be. But nobody knows what's down here. Nobody knows.
I mean, ghosts, obviously.
Well, right. Sometimes it's ghosts. Sometimes it's like astral projections. And sometimes it's like cosmic. Who knows?
Sometimes even you've heard that sometimes like gangs also will come down here and try to use these places as hideouts.
Well, shouldn't Wallace?
Yeah. Sometimes you might get beat up down here. That's why they do the tours. You shouldn't come down here by yourself.
Well, we're down here. How do we get out?
I don't know. There could be a staircase somewhere. There might be a way to fix the elevator down here. Or we might be able to just get off Absalom Station.
What? Get off the station entirely?
Well, you know, like...
Extraplanarly?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I paid for a room. I'm not going anywhere.
I mean, you might still end up in a room.
That's also true.
And it's something different. I say we check it out. I'm not here to run.
I draw my Dashko, by the way.
You got it.
Yeah, as soon as I see something move, it's like the Dashko comes out.
Weapon out.
Krychek and Joe, you're in this angled corridor. It kind of leads northeast, southwest, basically. And, you know, you can see what you can see on the foundry. So if you're not sure of something, you probably can't see it. Maybe you need more light.
Here's what I can't remember.
Apparently I hear something down there.
Interesting.
I can't remember if I have low light vision.
Let's see. You do have low light vision.
Okay.
But
not dark vision.
But not dark vision.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I could not find it.
Tim, give me a perception check.
I will.
I think we all need to stay as close to each other as we can. And be ready for whatever could happen.
Is that blind? Secret?
Why are you hanging way back then, Starchov?
Wait.
Because.
So you've never heard of a fireball, apparently. Or a grenade.
Nat 20. Nice. There are multiple things in this room you're about to enter. You can you hear what basically sounds like treads on metal. Like kind of like a like almost like a you know like a bomb disposal robot. There's sort of like treads thing situation. And then you also hear just sort of like a little, not quite, just sort of very faintly, a tinny kind of robotic voice. It is awake.
Who's there?
Okay, I will tell everybody. I think we've got robots on the other end. And they say something is awake.
You get a little bit closer.
Steal yourselves.
By the light, you can see one of these things. I'll show you what it looks like. It is a squat robot on treads, sort of a, I don't know, almost like football shoulder pad sort of shoulders. One hand, a big clamp. The other hand, some sort of welding torch. And it's just sort of, they're, you know, kind of moving about. And you actually see, I think, a couple of them at this point. And one of them, the one that's right here, the closest to you, Isaac, just sort of like, it's turning. It doesn't look like it's sort of like trying to do anything, but they're all just kind of wandering about, moving kind of erratically, kind of turns. And as it sort of spots you, it stops and she's a little eye sort of locking onto you. And then you can hear and you can kind of see that there are three other robots in this sort of central looking chamber all sort of all immediately fix their eye on you. And all of them sort of beep in unison. It is awake. All right, let's roll initiative, shall we?
That's creepy.
Yep. I'm going to put you all in the initiative tracker so you can roll initiative, and I'll roll my... now, the initiative tracker is the crossed swords there on in the above the chat, right? Next to the chat in the side window. You can simply click the die next to your name to roll your initiative.
I'm going kind of late.
So when you say next to, do you mean
under or
no? There's just to the right of your name. There's a die symbol.
All D20. The way to the right, Ron.
All the way there. Just click. Go ahead and click it. Oh, Star Child. Mark, Ron, you find it?
I did not. To the right.
You can also right-click the cross sword symbol. It'll pop out the initiative tracker.
Ah, it does.
And
okay.
You'll be able to see everybody there. And then you can see your name. And
then I shall roll it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not... nothing's happening.
The swords? Or is nothing happening when you're clicking the die?
Yeah, nothing's happening when clicking the die.
Well, it might bring up a pop-up window to say, like, oh, what, you know, make sure that you've got the skill.
I had to bring up a pop-up window,
yes. Roll. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just not.
So the pop-up window might be behind something else.
Okay. Well, it's... no. I don't know. Nothing's, I'm not getting anything.
All right. I'll just do it for you. okay.
Oh, and what a roll.
He did well for you.
Can you do mine, too?
He did very well for you.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's good. So, well, Mark, that means you're first.
Okay.
I rolled a 19 for your plus six. So, you're back here. You've got the light. You can kind of see there's one robot here. There's another robot here. There's sounds of other robots in that chamber. What do you want to do?
Well, are they actually acting hostile towards us, or what's?
There's a sort of a intent. They kind of turn towards Krysek and one. I guess they're lighting up their welding torches.
Okay.
Awake.
All right. That sounds like something I should deal with. So, yeah, let's. Well, here we go. I think I can get there.
Sure.
And hold on here. I'm still trying to get this to do things I want it to do. So yeah, I'll take a swing at it.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're as a Solarian. Do you need to do anything to create a weapon? Does it happen automatically when initiative is rolled?
It automatically happens.
Great.
And I don't have it on my sheet though. I don't actually know.
You may need to turn it on, basically. You may need to turn it on, basically.
I don't know how to do that.
Me either. Let's find out together.
Yeah.
Hold on. What is there an action for it?
I don't see it.
You might have to go to the quick menu because the pop out sheets aren't working real well.
What is your weapon? What is your solar weapon do? Bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing?
Bludgeoning. It manifests as a flail. Okay. I have a cool description if you guys want to go into it. But let's hear it. Okay.
Yeah. This is the first time we're seeing it. Let's hear about it.
So it comes out, it's a flail. The head actually looks very small, but the way it hangs on the chain, it seems like it has a lot of weight. You may not be able to see it very well in the darkness, but around the head, actually the light seems to distort. It looks like almost a fisheye lens kind of a thing that it's basically a black hole on the end of the chain. And it literally just kind of bends the light around it a little bit and makes things look weird, kind of around it. It'll do bludgeoning damage.
So yeah, initiative gets rolled. You take a free action to attune. This sort of manifests this flail in your hand.
Yeah.
It does get a trait, an additional trait. Do you remember?
Oh, that's right. It does.
Disarm, free hand, grapple, non-lethal. Is it a shove weapon, a sweep weapon? It might be a sweep as a flail.
Yeah, it might be.
Or a trip weapon as a flail.
Let's make it a trip weapon.
Trip weapon. Now, just so you know, basically you get to you get two of them. Up to two.
Let's see. Where's my other?
Why not pick them both? This is again disarm, free hand, grapple, all that stuff.
Let's also do sweep.
Sweep, love it. It is of the flail group. Great. Okay, so you should have that on you now. This is the solar weapon in your attacks, and you can attack with it. Roll that attack
with. Okay. Strike.
It's a 16, but that is a hit.
Okay, good.
So click that damage button. You bring this flail down onto this little robot's chassis.
Which robot?
This one that's the closest to y'all right there.
Damage button. Wait a minute.
Sorry, I didn't see which one again.
Oh.
This is that one right there. Not doing what I wanted to do. Okay. There it is, damage.
So in the chat window under the attack, you can just click damage.
And you'll be good. Okay.
Oh, ooh,
massive hit.
Very nice.
You bring your flail down on this thing and just crush its head in.
Wow.
Sparks go flying. Very nice. 23 points of damage, right? No.
That's awesome.
No, 11 damage.
11 damage, okay.
23, what do you think you are?
No, sorry. That was something different, sorry.
Okay, fair.
Yes, cool.
All right, so that was a move. That was a strike. You got one more action. What do you want to do?
I got one more attack. It's gone. It's dead.
Smashed. You smashed to pieces.
Okay. Then I guess. I also have a shield. I can raise my shield.
Great. Shield raised. Let's get that. Raise. Features. Look at that. Sorry. Do you have that in your character sheet? I forget. No, it just comes through. All right, we'll deal with that in a second. I'll get you a shield effect in a minute. Starchild, it's your turn.
Sorry, I just lost the whole picture of where we are. I've been trying to get it to center, and now it's just a blank.
There should be a way to center on your token.
Is it this little box over here? Select token. No.
No shortcut.
Okay, I'll try reloading.
Do you have a 3-button mouse? Because it's taken some getting used to realize you have to right hold to scroll, and there's the center rolling button to zoom in and out.
No, I was using the center. Yeah. You can right hold to scroll? Oh, that's cool.
To slide the map around.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I'm having trouble with. Okay. I'm going to have to use my first action to move up, right? Because the robots are down here.
Correct.
Yeah, that's right. They're where Mark's character is and all that.
Okay. Right. Okay. So move maybe to here. Whoops, and then I just went totally off the map.
That's why they call them the ghost levels.
Yeah.
Ooh, moving through.
Okay. Sliding the map. I'm zoomed way in, and I'm not sure where my token is.
And if I ping you, will that help?
Yeah, there you are.
I'm back where I was.
Do you see that ping? Yeah, I didn't move. You didn't move. I think you were probably just dragging. There you go.
There you go.
You might have been doing a measurement to see how far you could go, and then you didn't move.
No, I didn't mean to do that.
That's okay. You've okay. moved now.
I'm going to put, I'm going to yell, get that one on this one right here, which gives it a negative one to, I think, let me look again. I think it, to its defenses, negative one circumstance penalty to AC and reflex. And then I'm going to try to lead by example by shooting it.
All right.
Okay.
So, do I just click on the
whatever? Yeah, you click on your attack button. Action. Yeah, strike button, and you can just.
Well, it says sheath.
Oh, but that's to put it away. You don't want to do that. It's already out.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to. You can click the
plus five underneath that.
Oh, okay.
All that, yeah. Those two rows are for the gun.
Strike five. Roll.
All right. That. Is
13 to hit?
Oh, it is a 13. Oh, because if they get them, you get them.
Nice.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right. So now here in the chat, you can just click that hit for damage
button. Yeah, the word damage. Just click on that damage, and you're good to go.
Oh, gee. Oh, there it is. Yeah, sorry, it was hiding 13. Behind the public role information.
Oh, yeah, you might need to scroll down to see it. Okay.
All right.
And then that means that with the get 'em, everybody else has a plus one to hit it.
That's right.
And I add one plus half my charisma modifier. So hang on, I should have
damage.
Whoa.
What's your charisma modifier?
Loading. Sorry. You would think it would say powerful. Under attributes, but. Sorry, my character sheet disappeared when I reloaded. Okay, so my charisma. So an additional 3 points of damage.
Hold on, one moment, please. You have killed it.
So much for the get 'em.
Yep,
not very, very strong robots.
That was absolutely laser beam by example.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
a very good leading by example. Laser comes out of nowhere, fry this thing, and it sparks and goes down. They're not ever going to get to go because it's Zostra's turn.
Right, cool. Moving. Okay.
Wow.
Into the middle of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that's enough for one action. It's 30 feet. Yeah, that's my speed. Then I'm going to do a weakening shot against it. So it's two actions.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I target them, aim, which aim is a specific.
Right, it's a specific thing. It's a specific type of action.
And I have to find that on my sheet. We're learning for the first time here.
We're learning. It's all good.
Very much learning.
Actions. Okay, so there's aim, which is normally an action, but in this case it's included as part of that.
You fold it into yours.
Mm-hmm. And that makes me... Okay, welding a ranged weapon. I'm trying to read what it says. Okay. Apply effect means we put it on that character.
Yeah.
Target somebody. Okay, pressing T. T will target them. You can't just
T will
click
target.
On.
No, you have to. Yeah.
Okay, so aim is applied, and then I think since you're targeted, all I do is make a strike against them.
Go with for my it. Gun.
Okay, where is my strike? There it is.
Flipping out your pistol, right?
Yeah, I've got my laser pistol out.
There we go.
That's a hit.
I should hit. So damage, hopefully,
roll
will
that
include...
damage.
Yep, it includes the aim, which is another d4.
Six laser damage against this robot, which scorches its chassis, but doesn't put it down.
Oh no, I have failed you.
Yes.
I failed you all. That is my turn.
We're not done.
Dare you not one-shot the robot?
Yeah.
No.
Mr. Jones.
All righty, well, I'm going to step up. And apparently, you know, my friends need some assistance here. I would expect myself to see better than I am, but maybe I'm half in a wall.
It's because of the wall corners is very weird. And you're kind of like against the wall there. You might need to step out a little more if you've got the...
This here is the one that... Well, let me go ahead and shoot my rifle at it. So I think, let me see, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, wait a minute. We forgot.
Yeah.
Scott, you did attack. You hit the strike. You choose clumsy one or enfeebled one.
Right.
For the robot, because you did a weakening shot.
Can I tell it with those weapons, they would normally do like a more a strength-based type thing or a reflex-based?
They have both
okay.
The claw and the welding torch, which basically it could be a gun. It should probably shoot fire, so.
Right. I would go with, I think there's one that lowers their AC. That's the
clumsy, probably?
Yeah, clumsy.
Clumsy lowers their AC if it's based on dex. So let's go with that.
All right. Are you targeting me? I should have been doing some things here. This robot basically sort of like, even though it's been sort of weakened by this laser shot from Zostra, begins spinning its treads a little faster, and it's like looks like it's ready to dodge out of the way.
Oh, I see.
I've applied a reaction.
Well, I will make this two strides then to get to here, a little further on. And then I'm going to go ahead and attack it.
Go for it.
And I will note with some puzzlement that Foundry seems to think I am untrained with my weapon, but in fact, I am trained with it. I don't think it's going to be any...
Not with that roll.
Oh, is this because of the fact that you're getting that from your religion, right?
Correct. For being Aslanti. Right? Yeah. I don't think it much matters, because that would actually be an 8 rather than a 5 to hit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that is a miss. All right. Indeed.
And I have no hero point with which to save that.
Bummer.
Do I have a hero point with which to save that?
Everyone's got a hero point. Everyone's got a hero point.
Well, then I will use my hero point.
Okay.
Just to let everybody know. So one thing you can do, Ron, you can right-click on that result in the chat, the 5 that you've rolled there, and it'll bring up a menu that'll say re-roll with hero point. That'll automatically spin the hero point from your character sheet, and we'll apply the Keeley house rule, which we are playing with. I may let everyone at home know that we are playing with our hero points. Not quite the full, we're getting a little extra play in there with the playtest, but this is my own thing that I like to do, and that when you use a hero point to re-roll your d20, if you roll a 10 or lower, you get to add 10 to the final result. So you can never do super worse unless you've rolling, you can't do basically, fumble on a hero point reroll.
Oh man, I'm going to count on that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So instead of a 2, I roll, it's already worked in here. This is great.
Exactly. It's all built in the Foundry.
So that's actually not a 14.
You can see the little purple box.
But I think either way, it's probably good news for me, right?
It's a 17 is a hit. Yep.
Then I will shoot the weapon with which I have been trained by the Aslanti Star Empire. And kapew, I do a very respectable 8 fire damage.
8 damage.
Wow, everybody's been rolling really well.
It tries to dodge out of the way, right? It's like, and then you just sort of like, it's a little feint that you give it practically. It looks like you're about to fire there, and then your heroicness leads you to lead the target, blam, blasting this robot in the sort of general face area and killing it. Why did it not get a skull? I don't know. It's dead.
Great. That's so you don't get any ideas about attacking this my Patra companion here.
Well, there are other robots here. And this is one of them, right behind you. It's rolling up on you, Jode. It is awake. So it comes right up here and slams you with this claw that it's got.
Oh my. Oh, double my.
Well, we shall see if it's any good. An 18 is going to hit you.
That's pretty good, yeah.
And it is going to, you are going to go ahead and take a 3 bludgeoning damage.
Oh.
Just sort of like punches you with this claw.
Wait, who's our medic? Oh, I'm our medic. I'm okay, everybody.
That would be you.
I got one more action, and I will little Hail Mary here for this second
attack.
You
hit me with a question mark.
Smashes you in the face, and then winds up again with that claw, and then completely misses you. Mr. Dumais, Vic Dumais, it is your turn. You're in the back there watching.
I will move forward here and see what I can see, because I am not seeing much down there. Now I notice a robot here. I'm going to point one of my hands at it, and you see kind of this glowing flame materialize out of the hand and just streak out at this robot.
Is this an attack roll of some kind? It is.
It is.
Eldritch Lance.
I will use my reaction to like, and you see it like beep, 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 overclocking its sensors to try to not get hit by this.
All right.
And that is a 2. It's just a total of 9. It's not going to do it.
That's disappointing.
Do you want to do a point?
No. I will have to recalibrate it.
Okay. You'll have to recalibrate. Unfortunate. Okay. I was just trying to add something to Ron's character sheet there, but we'll deal with it later. So that's 2 of your actions. I mean, so that was 3. 2 actions to
that's
do the 3. Spell, 1 action to move on up. Yes. All right. From behind you, this corridor behind you, Mr. Vic Dumais and Zosra, you hear 2 more robots sort of trundling up the corridor with their little treads a-going. The first one...
I don't see them. Where are they?
You don't. You're kind of, they're sort of around the corner from where you are.
Okay.
Oh, I see now. Okay.
Don't move. Hey, what are you doing? Get out of here. Stop cheating.
Well, they can't see me then if I can't see them.
Exactly. That's what you don't want.
Do I get an attack because he moved within my range?
Yeah, you can attack him if you want. I'll allow it. Zostra, this one is raises its little welding torch and shoots out a little jet of flame at you.
Which one?
This northern one.
All the way to the right, and they're within my range instrument, so guess what I get to do?
What?
Tell me.
I get to
do you have some
thing.
Sort of reaction? Reaction attack? That's busted.
Hair trigger.
Yes. Trigger. These don't have hair, though, so I'm not sure if that applies.
You have
it's
more
your
than
hair.
Enough for all of
here.
Them.
Yep, all right. You're wielding a gun. Give me a strike before I attack you.
Okay, and then it's just a straight strike here. Oh.
That is going to hit.
Ooh, really?
Good for me.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
That is just straight damage, though. I don't get to add my other stuff because they're not my target. Yes. But
okay.
I fired with fire.
You fire another.
That's
fire
important.
Fire. You shoot it with fire. It fires back at you with fire.
Huh. It's fire all the way down.
It's just sort of shooting fire everywhere. Lasers and little gouts of flame.
I hope this tour guide got fired.
With lasers.
Ooh, that's just going to hit you with a 17.
That's my preference.
And you're going to take a whopping maximum 5 points of fire.
Questionable amount of damage, I believe, is what it says.
Now, you guys don't get... what I like about Foundry is you don't get to see my dice rolls. You just get to see the final results. So you don't know what I'm adding to it, what the die is, you know, so you never really know.
Yeah,
it's a mystery that we'll solve later.
It is a possible mystery. And with that, it is going to move in up here, right up onto you, and try to finish the job with my third action. And a miss. Completely miss with a total of one.
Whoops.
This robot, I think, is just going to stay back here. Let me check my measurements real quick. Yeah. Actually, it's going to trundle a little forward and shoot. I'm going to shoot once at Joe here. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Who would have thought that rushing to the ahead of the front of the party would get me attacked by enemies?
Ooh, a 24.
Close to a crit.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, Ron, you've never done that before.
But minimum damage. Fire damage, 2 points of fire damage, and I'm gonna blast that, and I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna do
it. Okay, I'm okay with that.
Because why not? The just miss, though. A bare miss. I'm gonna just little gout of flame just streaks past your face.
Alrighty. I know that when I took damage, there's a little button here that says undo.
Don't undo the damage.
I mean, I can't.
I don't know why you're allowed to do that. It's only I am allowed to do that.
Sheesh.
I have a reaction that says I can do that, right?
Tim, we're up to you finally.
All right.
Your slow, clanky Vesk.
All right.
Clonk, 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 clonk.
Last of the fight, I see.
Yeah. So he's going to go ahead and he's going to target the one next to Zozra. And we'll do a strike.
One second.
A flanking type thing.
Did you go just straight south, by the way? It led you. So there's a weird list that there are like different levels on here, and I think you were it let you go on the upper level, and I don't know what happened. So you could spend two moves to get to that spot if you go around everybody. You kind of have to move in this sort of spoke of
corridors. Okay, so this is a catwalk up here?
Yeah, above you, that's a catwalk. Yeah. I mean, if you want to try to get up on the catwalk first, that's a different story.
Okay. I see.
You're not a cat,
So I can't walk underneath it.
I can use it.
No, it's leading up, above the wall, but there's a wall there.
All right, so I would have to spend two actions.
Yeah, if you want to get into a flanking. Well, you could get into a flanking position here with Vic Dume.
That's true.
If you wanted to.
I will do that.
Okay. So you run around, move around. I don't know if that's still two moves to you or not, but
it
might only be one. Okay. Well, you get to where you want to go either way. Dashko in hand, and then...
Okay.
Roll a nat
one. Oh, a nat one. Yikes.
You want to hold on to that? You want to run with that?
Glorious strike. Okay. You know what?
Or hero point it.
No, I'm going to hero point it.
Be a hero.
You can't do any worse.
For once in your life.
That's right.
That's right. In fact,
you can't do anything except substantially better.
There we go.
In fact, you've turned it into a critical hit.
Wow, that's a real amazing swing.
Yeah. That wasn't a nat 20, but it was 17 on the die, which with flanking and all that, and these guys having low AC, turns it into a critical hit. Give me that critical damage.
We can say that I I'm under the catwalk to begin with. So let's just say I. Yeah. All right. I was going to try to
jump
something
up on
really
top
heroic.
And jump
yeah, jump on top and then and then like leap down on top of it. And I do
a massive 18 points of damage.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Which is more than enough to sort of, you basically split this thing in half with your Dashko. Psh, sparks flying from its circuit boards.
I was going to have to clean that up, right?
And he says, suck it!
All right.
That was impressive.
Eswar, we're back to you.
Back to me. Okay. And we've got one over here, is that right?
That's correct.
All right, can I get over to him?
You sure can.
Okay. Something like that. And, okay. So let's see if we can make this do what I want it to do. Okay, I will hit him, or try to hit him.
All right. Also a nat one.
Also a nat one. Ew.
Spend those hero points.
These guys are trying to get all our hero points right now.
Give me them all. Right. Give me all them hero points.
So how do I do that?
If you right click on the result here, the 8, it'll bring up a little menu that says reroll with stuff, but there's reroll with hero point.
Nothing's happening.
It comes above the card that says your name in the chat window. If you right click it.
Nope, nothing. Nothing's happening.
I'll do it for you.
Okay.
That turns it into a 25.
Okay.
So, nice.
A hit, and indeed a crit. Yes, even not even with the flanking.
Okay, so.
That's also a natural one into a crit. That seems to be our theme here.
It's good. I mean, that's what the hero point's good for.
Not complaining.
The low reroll. 22 damage is a ton of damage, which is, of course, enough to sort of, you can bring this flail down, smashing. That's two robots for Eswar, if we're back at home.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Starchild.
All right, I will target this one down here by Jode.
Mm-hmm.
I will yell, get him again, and then shoot my little laser pistol. Whoops, which did something I did not expect instead of...
Well, you rolled a 3.
Three is not what you expected.
Nope, not
what I expected. But I also, like, my character sheet, like, popped up.
Oh, that'll happen.
Yep. Let's see. Is there something else I can do? Oh, I can shoot again, right?
Sure. I'm
not doing anything else.
Shoot again, yeah. You just take the multiple attack penalty, so you're using the second bonus on there for the strike.
All right. Even worse. Obviously, I'm so afraid of hitting Joe that I'm just not shooting very well.
Yeah, you're just not quite shooting right. A couple of laser blasts go by. All right,
so he still has the negative one, but just nobody else gets the positive. Right. That's how I think get him is working.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Sorry, didn't mean to assign gender to the robot. Haven't asked.
Fair enough.
And I have not seen them react to anybody moving past them, so I'm going to set Jode up for a little bit of flanking action here as my first move.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My second will be
sounds great.
To go ahead and do the old double weakening shot. And because I am, hang on, a skirmisher, there's a thing I can do, and I don't know where it is.
Is it to skirmish?
It is kind of a skirmish type thing that I can do. Basically, I don't provoke as long as I'm using, I don't know if it's on there or not. Yeah, it's the it's not the exploit. Yeah, it is the exploit. You don't trigger reactions. They're triggered by range attacks.
Oh.
So I will wantonly shoot at it and hope that the fire part of it doesn't go through that thing. But that also lets me do, before that, the le aim, which we apply. I have to target.
Target and then apply it.
That guy, and then apply the effect, which I think it is done. Yep.
Yep, he's aimed at.
Targeted, so then I get to do this. Pew pew. It's almost a 1. I tried.
Double to, it's a hit.
That's great work.
It's a regular hit. You bring in the gun.
Oh,
here,
and look at this.
The D4 is unknown.
Blast away! Just sort of get your pistol right up against it. Blast it, scorching again.
This looks like a good spot.
Exactly.
That is 3 actions. So
yep. Ron, we're back to you.
All right. Well, I'm gonna step back, just a step. And then I'm gonna go ahead and fire. This should be. Awesome. How about that?
Oh,
that's very good.
It is awesome. And you'll notice that you are trained in.
I am.
This
it's been suddenly I remember all of my military training that I've perfected from.
Well, it's your gun that forgot about it. That's the thing.
It is kind of your gun forgot about it. And with this well aimed blow from the Aeon rifle, you take down this robot.
So I'm glad I was able to provide you with flanking for that shot.
That was great.
Yeah. You'll notice that you know he's not a melee character.
No, I know, but it confused the robot, and that's all we care about.
Yeah, it did.
I just wanted to get the you made the robot wonder what exactly was going on.
What? Six corpses, six wrecks of robots around in this chamber here. Nothing else is going on here. There's no other movement around. You can see that there are corridors leading off in many multiple directions.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, sort of again, this sort of wheel spokes leading off a central wheel. And these possibly, you know, maybe they were maintenance robots, maybe they were something else. I'm not
aggressive.
Sure.
They seem very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, there's someone in here in this area, maybe a spokesperson that we could talk to.
No.
No spoke. Okay.
Well, maybe. Does anybody mind if I take a little time to bandage myself up a little bit?
Yeah, I could use a little bit of
go ahead.
Not hurting myself. Not to mention it. So my fur is matted.
Well, I have some skill in the medical field if you need attention.
I would like that, yes. I have some medical skill as well. I'll just judge you while you medicine me to see whether or not your skills are higher or lower than mine.
Well, yeah. You guys could do a chain where you treat wounds to Scott's character and John will treat
it's like
wounds
braiding each other's
that
hair.
Is just like that's
not
right
successful sorry
and it's can just I like that. Is there does Foundry do anything other than just roll a medicine check? Can I actually click on something that lets me treat wounds?
Yes, indeed. So if you go into your bar above where your name is, there's a utility tab, right? And at the bottom there is a treat wounds macro.
Oh yeah, I see it. I have it too. Yeah. If anybody else needs
spellcasting inventory action character. Yeah.
I have also treat wounds apparently.
Okay, so sorry, in the not in your character sheet. If you go to the HUD
the
macros sort of a module across the top. Yeah,
across the top, which has everything in it as well. You can
utility and treat wounds.
And do a critical.
Look at that.
Wowzers.
All right. That was a critical from John Vic Dumay on Mr. Jode. And that's a critical failure from Jode.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So it turns out I've never actually treated a Patra before. Your biology is really not what I expected.
And you damage him
you
for
know,
5 points.
Fool, you're going to kill him.
Here, let me try.
Now, I will say that that utility is there for everyone, even if you're not trained. So that doesn't mean you're trained.
I might not be trained then. Okay, because I did take some medicine, but I'm not
You're trained in medicine. But
yeah, if you're trained, that's all you need.
Not just that. You also need a healer's kit, toolkit.
Yeah. Oh,
you don't have that.
Would you like to borrow my healer's kit?
Okay, and that would be the inventory.
Yeah, that would be in your inventory. Yeah.
Okay, can I borrow the healer's kit?
Sure, but I will let everyone know too.
But I should get one in the future.
It's a med kit, right? Not a healer's kit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It probably has a different name. But it functions as the healer's toolkit now. But I'll just remind everyone: when you treat wounds on someone, they you have to wait an hour before you can treat wounds on them again.
Yeah. Mm. So the one that hurt.
Unless you have
do we want to wait the extra hour? Does anybody have like what are those patches called that are like more?
You know what? I look. I'm the one that did a lot of damage anyway. I'm the one that ought to do something to sort of fix this. How about I cast a spell?
That's sure. Let's see it.
That feels like it would be appropriate. And I think I can go right to the spell.
Well, mm-hmm. I don't mind staying here another hour, but I don't feel really great about it. And I gotta be honest, it's not really what I'm not like trained. I just sometimes I can do medicine.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to wait.
Dawdling is for the weak.
Well, we won't dawdle. I don't want to be accused of weakness. But I do think I am probably just going to go ahead and phone it in with motivating ringtone.
All right.
What?
Tell us more about that.
Yes. No. That's correct. Yeah, the name of the spell is Motivating Ringtone. I cause a target comm unit to play a cosmically composed personal theme song specific to its owner. The creature who owns the comm unit regains a bunch of hit points.
That's amazing. That might be my favorite thing yet.
This spell does other things.
It does other things that are way more relevant in combat. You get a +5 status bonus to speed and a +1 status bonus to saves against fear effects for a minute, but only so long as the comm unit continues to play your motivating ringtone.
I'm going to just also remind you, because that's a first level spell. I mean, you've cast that, you know, basically you've got it, but you do have the Mystic Vitality Network as well.
I don't think I can do that yet because I haven't joined everybody together.
Oh, that is. Do we need to hold hands and sing Kumbaya?
What's that?
Do we need to hold hands and sing Kumbaya?
We need to hold hands. It works a little better if you do. But look, I don't want to get it. Look, I don't want to be accused of dawdling, right? So I'll do this motivating ringtone. I mean,
we'll do this ringtone. All right.
Okay.
Here's Osir. How about that?
Thank you. 12 points of healing. Nice.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Zoskra, Scott.
Zoskra.
What is your ringtone? What is the most cosmically appropriate ringtone for you?
So, I haven't really thought about that. Let's see. I mean, I just go with something like Rickrolled.
sure, yeah. I mean, you know, never gonna give you up.
Yeah, never gonna give.
Oh, come on! I got cat class and I got cat style.
Stray Cats.
Is it Stray Cat Strut? Is it Opposites Attract by Paula Abdul? featuring MC Scat Cat.
That's too newfangled for me.
Okay, fair enough.
Got cat scratch fever. You know?
Yeah, cat scratch fever. All right, so just take a couple extra moments to sort of cast this ooh, ringtone
much
comes
better.
Out.
Yeah. That's better than your better. First attempt.
You feel a little motivated. What do you want to do?
Yay!
I want to move 5 feet further.
I want to inspect one of these robots and see if there's anything to find out about them, about where they came from, about why they wanted to attack us.
There's a 10-minute sort of
who's awake.
Yeah, there's a 10-minute period while all the people are getting bandaged up. You can definitely get in there and not waste any extra time. Give me a computers check.
Okay.
You don't have computers.
I don't.
So what is it? Oh, there it is.
Oh,
there
I do. Yes, I do.
I didn't know if they added it. I know that the engineering is like crafting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it showed up on my second.
I know what I'm looking for.
Pathfinder character.
It's on your
yeah.
TUI.
Yeah, computers and engineering.
Oh, no.
I think.
Whoops. So you go in there and look through the, you know, sort of take apart some of the areas. And obviously there's been some damage from the attacks that you all have done it, but there's also some like internal like core circuitry that looks like it's been overloaded with some sort of like electricity damage. It's scorched and burnt. And you can also just sort of like I guess maybe hook up your comm unit or pull up a small display to actually get into the code of these things. And it looks highly corrupted. It's like 90% gibberish from what you can tell. You know, you understand enough about the, you know, essentially this basic coding to tell that this is just like, the robot should not be working because the code is so jacked up. And every so often in like parts of the code are replaced with those three words, it is awake in all caps, places where it should just be, you know, strings of hexadecimals and whatnot. It is just fully there. It is awake over and over again.
Okay.
This is a little creepy. What do you think woke up? I mean, these robots should not have been functioning at all.
Right.
something woke them up, but they're talking about some. They're talking about that something.
It's just part of the tour, I think.
I mean, that could be. Something to entertain the tourists.
Yeah, I mean, but, I'd said something up fairly lethal like this.
Oh, that's true, but it's some weird... I don't know how they did it, is the thing. I really don't.
Does it have something to do with a strange message in the elevator, maybe?
Oh, that's right. There was a message in the elevator. I mean, when
it also said...
That's right, and it's been...
That message.
Like, every advanced electronic since has gone very wrong. And I will look sort of... One of a side eye over at Vic, the android. Yeah, what do you think about it being awake, Vic?
What is it that's awake?
I'm going to cast a spell on this. Vic's going to cast a spell, and suddenly you see embedded in the code, it says, Jode was here.
Ooh, it's Jode code.
It's the Jode code. Jode
is awake, that's for sure. That's a little bit unusual.
Almost had awake.
I can't really tell what's causing this. This is not something extra dimensional as far as I can tell.
Well, if we can get out of these ghost levels.
Magically electronic, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe we can find out.
Or yeah, can I make an arcane check? Arcana check to see?
What do you want to know?
If I can figure out what's going on.
Who's awake?
Is there something magical?
Yeah, sure. Give me that as a secret roll, please.
Oh, sorry, I already rolled.
Yeah, too late. It's fine. You rolled great. I mean, like, here's the deal. I mean, don't have all the information. You're down here. You're pretty certain that these corridors... Like, you know, Starchild was right. This is most definitely the ghost levels and some, you know, these corridors were probably not here yesterday and they probably won't be here tomorrow. Whether or not that has anything to do with it is awake, like that's sort of common nature for the ghost levels. They kind of come and go, and whether that has anything to do with it is awake. And you think that if there is something big. And you think of back a little bit back to the first episode where we first saw you, Vic, where you're standing in front of that street preacher. That guy was talking about something also, something cosmic awakening. If something cosmically awakened, it might like kind of spill over into these sort of extra dimensional ghost levels and affect it in a little bit, right? If it's that big of a deal, it'll twist the kind of like subspace, cyberspace around it essentially to make something like this could happen, essentially, you know.
Yeah,
why it's trapped you in particular, or are you just unfortunately in the wrong place at the wrong time? Are there other people down here? You're not sure.
Don't care.
Well, enough.
So while everybody's doing whatever they're doing, can I do a seek? Can I just basically look around?
Mm-hmm, yeah, give me a secret perception.
Right, that's like a seek check, right?
Yeah, the seek. The yeah. Oh, yeah. You can use the seek macro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
There's a couple things from like basically where you're standing. I'll just sort of give you an idea, kind of things you can see. Right, the corridor to the east. You can see that it ends in a door. You can kind of see a little bit up into the catwalks that we've sort of talked about. Right. You notice that there is like on the catwalk sort of directly above you right there is a like a discarded jacket kind of like just sort of hanging down a little bit.
A discarded jacket?
Yeah, like a jacket, like a light jacket.
It's been discarded.
Also, from where you're sort of looking to the sort of northeast, there's like branches in that eastern corridor that go northeast and southeast. You can kind of see up here into this sort of corridor. There's like some light coming out of there. That's not from any flashlight.
There's a little thing over like, right there. I'm curious what that is.
From where you're standing, Eswar, you can actually see deeper into these sort of corridors. The one to the southeast just kind of looks like some sort of like storage niche, but up to the right, you kind of see what look to be like statues.
Okay, Once people are ready to go, I would think we might want to head that direction.
And I just do
can
it.
How high?
Okay. Start heading in there.
How high up is that jacket? Is that something I can reach?
Yeah, you can kind of
jump up and grab it
and pull it down. Okay. It's like black. It looks like it's made to kind of be almost like a hoodie. Built for stealth, essentially. You know, like to be inconspicuous more than anything. Like just sort of like but it doesn't have any other markings on it. Just
I look it over and I'm really surprised when I don't see another Ghost Tours logo.
Is it clear how to get up on the catwalks?
You can climb up from where you're, you know, where you are, maybe, or with someone boosting you up, but there's no clear ladders from where you're standing.
Do you want to get up there? And I'll interlace my fingers like I did when we were in the elevator.
Yeah, that works so well last time.
Oh, no, I think we decided that we were going to go a different direction.
Okay, well, then I awkwardly pretend like I'm just turning into like a stretch or something.
Was there a storeroom down there?
But I appreciate you.
It does look like some kind of store. It looks like a storage niche more than a full room, right? Just a sort of half of a corridor. Eswar and Krychek, you sort of started looking up there. You can kind of see that there is some kind of bronze statue. It looks like it might be of a Sheeran. And it's actually, you've walked completely in there. Great. There's two statues in here. This is like a marble tiled floor. With a couple of flickering lights, and one of them is a hologram that says, "The enemy of my enemy has become my friend." And there are 2 7-foot-tall bronze statues on either side of that sort of message. The faces are kind of featureless and maybe like they've been sanded away by vandals or possibly just age. But you can tell that one is a Sheeran and then the other is a Vesk, the one to the south. There's a couple of burnt out wax candles, coins, some old flowers and other offerings sort of at the statue's feet.
Wow. It's
like a shrine. Is this some sort
of... Yeah, almost like a little bit of a shrine, a memorial.
So where is this?
It's sort of to the east and to the it's around the corner that where from where you are, Starchild. They went sort of this way.
Yeah, I'm over here.
Yeah. Krychek, you're looking up at this Vesk statue, I assume. Maybe trying
handsome.
To you if he's you can't really see the features, so but you can maybe assume that maybe you assume this probably once was handsome. And as you're doing that, stop right there. Statue looks back at you. The head kind of grinds with the grinding metal against metal to look at you, essentially raise up the Dashko it's holding. And that's where we're going to end this episode.
Oh.
Excellent.
Betrayed!